From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka City Council setting a public hearing to hear the local coastal program amendment for the northern section of the Crowley site. The amendment was intended to change the zoning of the parcel from coastal dependent industrial to service commercial with the intent of creating a site for the Betty Chin Community Housing Project. The city has heard from a number of businesses in the area regarding the north end of the Crowley site and is removing the north end from consideration. The trailers currently located at that site will be removed once a suitable alternative is identified. The city will be actively pursuing alternative sites, potentially including the south end of the Crowley property located next to the wastewater treatment facility. Once that site's selected, staff will present to council and public the process necessary to execute the project in that location. Charged with murdering his sister, a Hoopa man is now in a state mental hospital for treatment. Antone Aubrey had been deemed mentally incompetent to stand trial last month by a psychiatrist and was ordered to the facility to complete competency testing by a judge. The 30-year-old is charged with shooting and killing his 33-year-old sister, Angel Aubrey, to death behind a gas station in Hoopa on February 17th. She was a single mother with five children. Well, not saying much about how it happened, but the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office does say that a missing 23-month-old girl is back with her mother. Mira Ann Carter was reported missing Monday by her mother. Carter had last been seen at the Humboldt County Courthouse with her father, Gregory Carter, on May 2nd. Gregory Carter was believed to be concealing Mira to avoid the service of a temporary restraining order granting the child's mother full custody. Gregory and Mira Carter left the courthouse at about 1:30 in the afternoon on May 2nd. No word on where the girl was located and whether the father was found as well. Caltrans announcing the next round of local transportation planning grants totaling $41 million. Sea level rise adaptation plan for Humboldt Bay transportation infrastructure gets $425,000. That project will develop an adaptation plan for vulnerable transportation infrastructure built along the shoreline in Humboldt Bay that's highly susceptible to sea level rise and extreme weather. The project area encompasses a majority of the Eureka Arcata Transportation Corridor segment of Highway 101, plus portions of the Humboldt Bay Trail. Arcata Fire responding to a rubbish fire on Douglas Avenue in McKinleyville, the fire occurring in a non-hydrant area, so it required multiple fire engines and additional staffing to maintain a constant water flow for firefighters. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.